Right, quickly before we go to news, I want to reflect on a court case that is going to court tomorrow. Lots of response from the smokers and former smokers in the audience, which I'll reflect after 1:30. That's the case that's in court today. But tomorrow, the National Council of SPCAs is heading to court to try and stop the shipment of tens of thousands of South African sheep from being sent to the Middle East. Just some context here. It was in June that the SPCA obtained an interim interdict which banned Kuwaiti company Al Mawashi from loading roughly 70,000 sheep onto the ship Al Masila. And that ship is currently still in the dock in East London. The SPCA also had to fend off a counterclaim when the company tried to offer to reduce the number of animals that would be on board, and they did that successfully. But this issue needs to be settled. It's the issue of live animal export. It is a contentious one. The animal welfare activists vehemently oppose the practice, saying it is hugely inhumane, that the animals suffer terribly because of the conditions on board, and that it is an indefensible practice. Last month, though, the Red Meat Producers Organization and AgriSA said government inspectors had signed off on the shipment, as had vets for the Red Meat Industry Forum. Now, the matter goes to court tomorrow, and it could be really a landmark case if the court rules here on whether necessary animal suffering for the ends of human consumption can be allowed. To give us a sense of what's happening tomorrow, I'm joined on the line by Grace DeLange, who is the Farm Animal Protection Unit Manager for the National SPCA. Grace, thanks for your time. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Is this export of livestock a common practice? I mean, I'm aware of the fact that there was a similar hubbub around a similar case last year sometime, and then it went quiet. How often does this actually happen?
So basically what has happened, they've had two ships that have left already. And we have then gone to court, as you quite correctly said, we've applied for the interim interdict, which basically says that part A of the application basically says the transporting or causing transportation of sheep from the Castledale feedlot in Berlin, to any port or harbour within South Africa and beyond its borders, or transporting or causing the transport of sheep by sea or, you know, by ship departing South Africa en route directly or indirectly to the destinations in the Middle East. You know, the undeniable suffering that these animals experience during these journeys to the Middle East is, as you say, it's unnecessary and unacceptable.
My understanding, Grace, is that it's a relatively new problem that we've acquired because Australia has said no to this practice during the summer months there. Is that correct? That we are effectively picking up the slack because they have had the doors closed to them in other parts of the world?
That is correct. Australia have got a ban during the summer months, and they now want to send a vessel during the hottest part of the summer months.
Okay, now Grace, I think a lot of people will already be familiar with what we mean when we say undeniable suffering on board. But for the sake of those who aren't, can you just briefly sketch for us what are the conditions on board that make you so particularly opposed to this practice?
Well, if you take, they're going to be stuck on this vessel for 21 days, sometimes more. They're traveling through immense heat and a completely unnatural environment. There's minimum access to food and water due to the unbalanced quality of the sheep and the feed and water trough ratio. The vessel isn't cleaned out. I think a lot of people don't know this. The vessel isn't cleaned out throughout the entire journey. So these animals are forced to live in their own excrement with inadequate ventilation. We also have to remember that the lights are kept on permanently, which is what part of our fight is. I mean, these animals suffer not only exhaustion, but not being able to get any rest.
Grace, it's a horrible picture that you've painted, and it's one that you feel very strongly should be ruled upon by a court. What happens in court tomorrow? Are you asking for a permanent stay just of this particular shipment, or are you looking for the court to give a sort of a broader sense of direction for South Africa to follow going forward generally?
Yes, so basically our application is in two parts. So this is now an interim order to stop this shipment from happening. But during Part B, if we are successful tomorrow, we will have a Part B application where what we will be asking for is that when they are taken to a place beyond our borders for the purpose which includes transporting the sheep from the place of an ultimate destination that requires crossing the equator, we will then, you know, ask for that, a total ban on it.
Grace DeLange, thanks for your time. Good luck in court tomorrow, and please keep us posted on how that case progresses. Grace is the Farm Animal Protection Unit Manager with the National Council of SPCA. So they are taking the issue to court tomorrow, and we hope to keep you posted during the show tomorrow or the next day.